This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, good morning and welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here this morning. My name is Nicholas Arikellis. And we're talking sports early in the morning. As you know, The Fan, Sports Radio. Sports all day, 24/7. I'm kicking off your morning here. Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe. When the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. The Pirates lost, so boo, that's tough. And they lost by a lot. And they lost another series. And I am sad. If you want to call in at any time, talk about the Pirates, 412-928-9370 is the phone number that you can reach me at. You can also talk to me on X at Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. Still on my mission for 2,000 followers, so if you wouldn't mind hitting that follow button as well, I'd appreciate that. If I get to 2,000 by tomorrow at the end of the Fan Morning Show, I've got a diss track on Adam Crowley that I am prepared to release. So that's the incentive there for all you fans. You'll get another musical piece of art from my head, and, you know, at the expense of Adam Crowley, it's always fun, right? You know, okay, but, yeah, talk to me on X as well. If you want to mention me in a post, you can do that. I usually read those comments, sometimes read them on the air, usually respond either way through messaging back. So, again, at Callas_33, CALLAS_33. If you also have any suggestions, if I do get to 2,000, I might change that handle up because so many people know me as Harry now. I think that the Callas name just doesn't have as much weight as, you know, Harry put in front of it. So if you have any suggestions for me as well of what I should change that handle to, let me know. Appreciate it. All right, sports talk. So the Pirates lost. I'm fine talking about that if you want to call in. There's nothing new that I have to say right now. I might touch on them a bit later, just give you some recap from the game, but I mean they lost by a lot. I mean it's tough and it's upsetting right now. Just hope that, you know, they hold true to what they say. You know, it's a long season; they'll get better. For me, I think there's a lot of promise with this team still. I think that just they lost some of the close games that they had the ability to win. So when the blowouts come through, which is inevitable to happen in any season, you're going to have blowouts, you're going to have games that you got to suffer through. It's just the nature of the game. It is a long season, and sometimes you don't have it and you get beat up. That's why you want to be on the right side of a lot of those close games that you do have in your reach, because then the blowouts don't seem as serious because you've already added some insurance with those games that you won, that were closer. So that's tough. I mean, I still believe. It's tough right now. It's a tough stretch. That's really all I have to say about it right now. Again, I'll go into some stats later if I have some time to talk about it, but I've only got about a half hour here. So let's talk about some of the big news here. I guess this first one isn't big news, but I said it in my headline, and I'm pretty excited personally because I know at my other job, there's some association with me and this sport. High school flag football for girls is being worked now into the PIAA vocabulary, is now becoming a PIAA sanctioned sport. The first step was completed yesterday, which I think is awesome, and I got to see it firsthand. Like I talked about a couple weeks ago, I had never seen this sport, or I'd never thought it was a thing, and I know the NFL has been partnering. The Steelers have been big. I know the Eagles on the eastern side of the state have been big in promoting flag football for girls. In Western PA here, there was a league with a bunch of different teams, and they played a whole season on Sundays where they would play two or three games every Sunday at one particular venue. And I remember because Bethel Park was hosting a game, I figure, yeah, you know, we don't have to travel. Why not just see what this is about since this is right here? And it was super exciting. I mean, calling it and being a part of the production and just seeing how intense and how much fun went into that. And like to have that as an option as a sport, I think is great. And the PIAA yesterday took its first step. The term is approve the first reading. I don't know exactly what that meant, but just there's a bunch of people out there saying that that's the big first step in it becoming a sanctioned sport. So that's all good news, all good indications coming from the association. But that's a sport that, you know, check out, like put it on your radar. I know they're having a championship this Sunday at Carnegie Mellon. So, you know, they'll be at that football field. It'll be like a little tournament style. I think it's the top three from each division, and there's four divisions. So the top three qualify, and they're going to play a whole tournament. It's going to end with a championship this Sunday. I endorse it. I support it. Go check it out if you're in town. I mean, it seems like it's going to be a sport that's going to catch on real fast, but it's also exciting, like watching it too. It wasn't just like, oh, this is flag football. I mean, no, these girls seemed intense and athletic, and it was really fun to experience for myself, you know, doing the play-by-play for it, and I think it could be a sport that could catch on. And who doesn't need more football, right? Who doesn't need more football in their lives? You get tackle football in the fall, flag football in the spring. You know, how much better does it get than that? And speaking of who doesn't need more football, look at me with the Adam Crowley transition. Who doesn't need more football? Apparently the Steelers don't, because they got a Christmas game this year. And that is a topic of interest. This is something I never thought about, because I always assumed that, you know, when football was on Thanksgiving or whatever, I mean, there would be enough crazed football fans to watch. I've never personally thought about it because growing up, my family never really watched games on Thanksgiving. We would always just have dinner and just, you know, spend time together and not really, you know, worry about the other teams that were playing. I mean, if the Steelers were ever in it, which I can't recall, but, you know, through all the years, the Steelers were ever in it, that would have some interest. But, like, yeah, I mean, for a holiday, for me personally, I'm not really focusing on that. I think this was the first year as well. I think I talked about this at Thanksgiving time, that I actually wanted to watch football because I wanted to have something to talk about, you know, when I came back to work after Thanksgiving. And, you know, my mom and sister were even like, no, we want to watch the dog show. We want to watch the parade. We want to watch, you know, not football. And, or like, let's watch a movie. And I'm like, ah. So, I mean, this was the first year that I really even thought, like, oh, yeah, let's watch football on the holidays. I've never been a big football on the holidays guy. I'll follow all the teams that play on any regular Sunday. And I know this Christmas thing is rather new to football as well. You know, apparently there's the NFL stealing views away from the NBA, and playing it on a Wednesday, playing a Christmas game on a Wednesday is the NFL clearly trying to cut into this market. And the Steelers are playing the Chiefs on a short week where they just played the Ravens in Baltimore. That's what the schedule is. We can go through the whole schedule as well. That just got released, by the way. That kind of got lost in the shuffle of some news this morning from my head. But yeah, the schedule got released, so we can talk about that and we can dissect that as well. But how do you feel about Christmas games? Let me know. 412-928-9370. The The hype up now for the Steelers playing the Kansas City Chiefs at Heinz Field. I did it myself. Acrisure Stadium on Christmas. 412-928-9370. Talk to me on X as well, at Kalos underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. What do you think? For me now, it's going to be tough. If it were any other team in the NFL, or any other two teams playing in the NFL on Christmas, probably wouldn't touch it. I'm still probably not going to go, but yeah, probably going to have the TV on. Now, I'm not the little kid anymore, so it's not like we, you know, presents are the big thing during the day. It's usually just about spending time together with family for me at this point. I don't have kids. Crowley brought up that perspective the other day about, like, okay, well, you're going to open presents and then try to rush to the game, or you're going to get to the game and forget about presents, or you're just going to, you know, wait till the game's over if you're watching on TV, or, you know, if you're following along with the game at home. Like what does that look like to all of you out there? My perspective is a little different because I'm kind of just young adult, independent guy right now, not really concerned with the responsibilities that, like, parents have or dealing with kids have. I mean, that's something to consider. Usually my family comes to town, or we all just kind of relax, you know, in our house. So for me, I mean, I'll probably watch it. I'll put it on TV. Not gonna go. I mean, I'm interested to see too. Like, it just adds an extra layer of responsibility for those who go, because it's like, well, now we got to get ready. We got to go for hardcore, and we got to tailgate. Like, I got to get there at, what, 10 a.m., I guess. You want to tailgate 3 hours before a game, maybe even four if you're hardcore. I mean, like, I never thought about what this looks like, but all these factors now that you got to consider. I mean, like, how many people are willing to move on a holiday? I mean, the most active thing I've ever done on Christmas was go ice skating downtown around the tree. That they put up down at that plaza down there. PPG Plaza, I think it is. But you know what I'm talking about, though. They have that ice skating rink downtown. And that's the most activity I've ever done on Christmas. And we waited till like 6 p.m. to even start that endeavor. And I know there are some crazy football fans out there, but I mean, like, for me personally, as like a casual fan, like, I don't even know if it's a consideration to go, because it's like, well, think about all the traffic you'll have to maneuver through, and it's still a 1 o'clock game. It's on the schedule at 1 o'clock right now. It's not even like a primetime nighttime game. It's Christmas on a Wednesday, and scheduled at 1 o'clock. For me, no, I want to sleep in on Christmas. I'm not that hardcore. I mean, I'm sure, and again, against a team like Kansas City, right now we know them as the defending Super Bowl champions. They will have a different identity, or maybe the same identity. We don't know yet by the time this game comes around, because it'll be toward the end of the season. But yeah, I mean, for me as a casual fan, attending, no. Watching on television without the responsibilities for my family, maybe, right? Probably. What says you? 412-928-9370. I think that's and it's just an interesting discussion. And again, I never thought about it too far, because I've always grown up around, you know, spending time with family during the holidays, and sports were never really up there for me in terms of a viewing perspective. But, you know, I know there's some other hardcore fans out there, and now this involves the Steelers. Again, if this is two other NFL teams, for me, probably not touching it. But now it's the Steelers. It makes it interesting, and the NFL carving its way into the Christmas featured game. So what says you? 412-928-9370. Feel free to call me at any point in time. You can also, again, talk to me on X at Kalos underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. I'll run down the schedule, too. We'll just, you know, give a readout here of the schedule and give my reactions to it as well throughout the show if I have some time. I certainly want your reactions, though, and to prioritize those, so you can call me. But we'll run down the schedule, too. We'll talk all about Steelers this morning, the day after the official schedule was released. Let's start with this caller now at 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Steve.
All right, Steve, what's up?
I think playing games on Christmas Day is absolutely asinine. There's people out there that have families, and I know it won't happen, but I hope the stadium is completely empty. I think the players should all veto playing on Christmas Day. And the NFL wants to sit here and they want to preach about player safety. What about the Steelers having three games in a 10-day span?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Steve, thanks for the call. I'm with you. I mean, I am. I'm with you there. Yeah, what, December 15th against the Eagles, December 21st against the Ravens, December 25th against the Chiefs, and then January 5th will be their next game. That'll be their big break. But yeah, that's... That Eagles game kind of slipped my view there. Yeah, that is pretty close. Yeah, and that's not great. Now I'm mad. Thank you, Steve, for making me enraged this morning. That's a great point. Yeah, Steve, I mean, I think we've seen, just watching the NFL, that the NFL does not care. The bottom line is money. And if there's demand for the games, there will be a plan implemented to execute said games. And the only way for the NFL to stop pursuing something is for the interest to go away. So, yeah, Steve, if you're hoping that nobody shows up, okay, yeah, that would be a start. Now, are Pittsburgh fans in general going to not go? Maybe, and that's why I want you to call in, 412-928-9370. Doesn't seem like Steve's going to be there, and I've already determined, yeah, I'm not going. Too much effort for Christmas Day, where I just want to relax and enjoy one of the few holidays we get to embrace during the year, and that's one of them. So, I mean, if you don't like this, as just, you know, I guess as an entire NFL community as well, if you don't like it, don't participate. I think we're so wrapped up in the NFL that people are just like, oh, I have to go because the NFL is doing this. If you really don't want something to happen, yeah, then don't go and don't support it, and then they won't do it again. But, I mean, we'll see how this looks, though, because, you know, I don't think I'm going to persuade any heavy NFL fans and heavy Steeler fans not to go to the game if they really want to, which will just kind of prove the NFL's dominance and the demand that it has on our city or country, you know. We'll just have to see. 412-928-9370. I got another caller on the line that wants to talk. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Nicholas. How are you?
I'm doing great. Here. Yeah, I recognize your voice. What do you think? What do you think about the Steelers schedule?
Yeah, I was looking at that, Nicholas. Boy, they really shafted the Steelers the back end of that schedule. We don't play a division game until November 17th. So we're going to have like six games that last month and a half of the season. Mm-hmm. So
yep.
They really shafted the Steelers on that. Plus, like you said, they're playing three games in 10 days. That's just crazy. My goodness.
Yeah. Harry, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. It is nuts. Yeah, that Eagles game kind of like lost my view there. This is one of the first times I'm looking at the schedule. I tried to look at it before I went to bed, but yeah, that kind of just blended in there on my eyes. So I appreciate Steve, caller before, who pointed that one out. Yeah, three games in a 10-game span is odd, and just to service a game on Christmas, it seems it's just not great. 412-928-9370, you can get a phone line as well. Talk about the Steelers schedule. That's what we're reacting to this morning, but in particular the game that they play on Christmas and the games leading up to it. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll come right back. Get a phone line, 412-928-9370, and talk to me on X at Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. Again, this is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Nicholas Harry-Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. Taking your calls right now, 412-928-9370, providing some reaction to the Steelers having a Christmas game. And I don't think I'm going to have time to review their whole schedule, but that's okay because Christmas seems controversial enough to talk about in this half hour. Steelers have 3 games in 10 days, capped off by hosting the game on Christmas afternoon, 1 o'clock p.m. start against the Kansas City Chiefs. 412-928-9370, that's the number you can call me at. We'll start with this caller now who wants to talk about it. Good morning, what's your name?
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you. You're on the air.
All right, this is Fred, yeah, and I agree with you guys, and definitely Steve, because it falls under that category that all those people that have to work, that it's not making millions of dollars, that have to be the ushers and be the people in the stands selling the food, I think it's a shame as well. So it's not a pleasant thing on Christmas Day. Yeah. And the Globetrotters should always play with the NBA, so just leave that alone and step away.
Sure, yeah, thanks for the call, Fred. I guess I never considered that either. Yeah, I mean, we as fans, we're not thinking about all of the work that goes into presenting this game. We're thinking like, oh yeah, football. But yeah, I mean, the players have to play on Christmas, which, you know, they're making a whole lot of money. But then think about, you know, all the other workers. Yeah, it's a good point by Fred. Yeah, think about other people. That's a concept. Think about the other people that are going to be involved in this process. Now, I mean, I've heard of some people too who, they're not really close with their families, or they've got, you know, other stuff going on, and their families live close away. Their families live far away, and so they want, they want to work to be able to maximize on making money because, you know, they get paid extra for working on holidays. So, I mean, from that perspective, there are maybe some of them that are fine with it. That doesn't mean that every one of them is fine with it. Maybe some of them are going to be upset about having to work on Christmas. You know, I don't know, but that is something to consider. I mean, I can't imagine every single worker, if not, you know, the majority of the workers that are going to have to work serving food or cleaning up seats, ushering. Can't imagine that all of them are going to be too happy that now they've got to work on Christmas. You know, it's just, yeah, I mean, the only way to stop this again is not to give, you know, demand to this. And I mean, that's really the only thing about this. So if you don't support it, yeah, I mean, don't go. Now, it's going to make money anyway from TV. So that's something to consider as well. It doesn't matter if people show up because TV is a thing too. So, I mean, it is kind of tough to gauge. I mean, the NFL is going to capitalize as much as it can though, because the bottom line again is money. And that's just the harsh reality of that. I'm not a big supporter of it. Again, I'll probably watch on TV if I have some time, but again, for families and that have young kids, we're just trying to celebrate the holiday and, you know, have their innocent holiday of opening presents and enjoying, you know, time with family and eating and all the stuff that you should enjoy on Christmas. I mean, it's just interesting to see how that's going to unfold among families in the city because that is something that's going to draw attention away from family time and more toward the NFL. So We'll just have to see. Not to mention, again, that the Steelers are playing 3 games in 10 days. That's rough. My name is Nicholas Harry-Callis. This has been the Fan Early Morning Show. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. You can go to sunchevy.com today. High of 77, low of 56. Mostly clear skies throughout the day. And then tomorrow, high of 74, low of 57, but a 65% chance of rain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.